Hello, this is Joe Algrant, principal of the Upper School at Dwight Englewood, and welcome to our periodic podcast that will consider different issues or aspects of life at Dwight Englewood and the Upper School. As you go off for the weekend, I just wanted to mention quickly the robotics team in the Dwight Englewood Upper School, which is presently in Detroit at the World Championships, but I'll come back to that in a minute. The program itself, which is several years old, has grown from one team to two teams to now three full teams that compete in league competition really for lots of the year, mostly on weekends. And these competitions involve incredible amounts of work, not only on the robot itself, but in all the different aspects of the production. In our school, on Fridays, you can pretty much find them anytime from after school until as late as we let them stay. And sometimes we have to actually ask them to leave because it's getting on to 10 or 11 o'clock at night and the advisors have to go home. But they have been diligent and dutiful in all the work, and it's pretty remarkable to see how they have succeeded over the course of last year and this year, where we end up in the World Championships, which is a very prestigious set of competitions, and that's where our kids are right now. I'm sitting here now with the three captains of the varsity robotics team, Critical Mass 0207, and they are Robert Thea, who is a graduating senior, and two juniors, Kenny Yan and Rob Aberustam. So we're just going to talk a little bit about their upcoming trip, which, why don't you just start out and just say kind of what this tournament is and where you're going.
So this is the FTC First Tech Challenge World Championship. It's being held in Detroit this season. We've gone one time before. It's pretty much the biggest competition in this league that we compete in, and we're really excited to go. We'll be there from Tuesday through Saturday night this coming week.
And you're actually traveling by bus. Do I have that right?
Yep, that's
correct. It's a nine-hour drive from here to Detroit.
And how many teams are going to be there, and where are they coming from?
Yes, so at the Detroit Championships, there will be 128 teams from a variety of countries. The U.S. has the largest number of teams at the championship, followed by China, Romania, Germany, the U.K., as well as several other countries.
So it really is a world championship.
It is, yeah. They're, and I think every year the teams, the international teams, get better, and it becomes more competitive every year. In fact, actually, we maintain relations with the South Korean team, which we're going to see in a couple of days. And we've been communicating with each other for the past two seasons, and we saw them at the World Championship last year, and we'll be seeing them again this year.
Is there any kind of a special challenge that the robot has to accomplish?
Yes. So this year, there's the competition is called Relic Recovery. And the basic gist of the game is you're picking up 6-inch cubes and placing them in certain patterns into boxes.
Yeah. So a little background. Basically, this league, First Tech Challenge, FTC, comes out with a new game every September. And every team then registers and tries to build a robot to compete in that game as best they can. So this year we had one of the best starts we've could have hoped for. We built a design that seemed to be pretty popular in the end. We're really happy with the way that this year's game has gone. We're looking forward to next year's right after, as soon as Worlds ends, we'll start preparing for that.
And aren't there also parts of the competition that are not really in the, you know, in the pit there?
About half of the half of the league and the competitive state of it is basically you submit this engineering notebook at the beginning of every competitive meet, and that basically is supposed to catalog your journey through the season and explain how you got to where you are, and it has to talk about different things you've done other than just robotics, like outreach. Like, for example, we've worked with the Englewood Library doing workshops for younger kids and Lego and stuff like that. So we'll put all that in the engineering notebook, and we can win awards off of that that'll actually qualify us for the next level. So if we were back at States, where we won an award called Motivate, if we hadn't qualified from winning States as well, we still would have moved on from that Motivate award. And it's actually a pretty cool thing that they do by making everyone kind of included, even if you're not strictly a hands-on type of person. You might not be building physically or programming physically, but you might still have a lot of other talent that can help us on our team.
So that makes this a pretty interesting kind of competition that's beyond just the building of the robot. It's kind of entrepreneurial, I guess, as well as interaction into the world in which you're going. We wish you always the best of luck. And I guess we can actually watch some of this on live stream, and we'll be including the link for you at home so that you're able to watch if you want. All righty. Thanks very much, fellas. Well, I've managed to wrangle the coach of this team away from all the work they're doing in preparation. One of the coaches, Marco Pagnotta, who started this team many years ago, actually now in 2006, and we're one of the most earliest registered teams in the entire league. Anyway, so tell me, Dr. P, a little bit about this team.
I've never seen a team work this hard. They started from before the season started at the end of August, and they're pretty much committed here every Friday evening. We're here till 10 or 11 o'clock at night. They're relentless when trying to get things done. We're only a couple hours away from packing, and they're still discussing strategies and how to best get their bot to perform at the utmost at Worlds next week. The dedication of this team is beyond anything I've ever seen in the 13 years I've been doing this. It's really been phenomenal.
It's really extraordinary to watch them as they prepare, and also to watch them during the meets when they are, you know, all have their different kinds of tasks to do, but how well they pull together. What's your favorite part of coaching?
The favorite part is when they tell me what they did without me having to say anything. So I don't really make suggestions that much anymore. They say, this is what we're doing, because they're so into it and they know it so well. I really, really admire that. And I also really admire how much they reach out to the other teams, not only locally, but regionally and nationally. They know all the top teams and the coaches of all the captains of all the top teams that are showing up next week. And they've already got plans for interacting with them when we get there. And that's really above and beyond what's expected for a team that's going to compete at this level.
Well, thanks, Dr. Pagnotta, for that insightful interview about the team, about whom I know you're very proud. So as we sign off, just know that you can see a picture as you're watching this. And also, if you'd like to watch this competition live, the link is also to be found on this push page that brought you this edition of the JoeCast. So all you have to do is click, and you will be able to see whatever is the current competition and a whole bunch of other scores and other information. See you next week.